Yesterday's gone. Clouds in my mind. Memories linger. The time. My heart stopped beating when you said goodbye. Are you receiving the tears that I cry? Vincent James Pine III. Vincent was born on November 21st, 1981. He died on January 5th, 2017. Vincent was only 35 years old. This is a very tough episode for me because Vincent was a co-worker of mine, a co-songwriter of mine, and a very good friend. We kind of connected from day one with him being a songwriter into music. After Vincent passed away, I was contacted by Vincent's mother, Yvonne, who told me, number one, Vincent is still with her, even though Vincent was found hung in his father's garage. After she visited the site, she believes that his spirit was carried on her back to her house, where he resides today. When I did the interview with Yvonne, I actually traveled to her house, and we talked about her feelings on what's going on today with Vincent in her house, and the signs he has given her. And number two is, she also claims that she does not believe Vincent committed suicide, and that he was murdered. And we will get into that also. Let me also point out that after talking to the detectives on this case, they have informed me that the case is closed and their ruling stands that they truly believe he committed suicide. Other friends of Vincent, they also believe he committed suicide. So let me point out that Vincent was also a drug user. I do know he liked his herb, and Vincent was battling other demons besides the drugs. After you listen to Yvonne's interview, I'll leave it up to you to what you think.
This is Weird on the Rocks, a podcast that explores the weird, unusual, strange, and unexplained, all while getting our drink on. Join me every other Monday as I share a different cocktail and discuss true crime, paranormal stories, unexplained phenomena, conspiracy theories, and much more. Find Weird on the Rocks on social media, the website weirdontherocks.weebly.com, and listen on all of your favorite podcast apps. And don't forget to cheers and stay weird.
Okay, I'm here with Yvonne Pine. We're going to talk about her son, Vince Pine, why she believes he hasn't moved on yet, and experiences of him around the house and outside the house. So let's get to Yvonne and some of her sightings of Vince.
Hi, this is Yvonne. My son, I believe he's still here. Matter of fact, he came to me in a dream and he said, Mom, I might be gone, but I'm still with you. And he sure is, because the activity that goes on in this house, he's letting me know that he's still here. Vince hasn't moved on because there was a situation where the coroner ruled Vince as a suicide, but Vince didn't commit suicide. Someone took Vince's life, and that's why Vince is still here, because he wants to settle it. So, things going on in the house, he'll turn my TV off and on. The microwave will come on. Lights will be flickering. At times you'll see a shadow person walking right into a wall. My security alarm will go off, and when it goes off, you can see images of him on the camera walking in the yard or outside in the breezeway. He does funny things. He always played tricks on people, and he's still playing tricks on Mom. He'll do things like sometimes I'll be asleep and I'll feel somebody tapping me on the shoulder trying to wake me up. And I can actually feel him touching me. And I'm not afraid because I know it's him, because I never had none of this stuff happen before until he has passed on.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I've been finding with a lot of these stories about people not moving on, or the spirit hasn't moved on, and it's usually from a violent or sudden death. And Yvonne had just said, her son was found hanging in the garage, and they ruled it a suicide by hanging. There has been evidence that's pointing to maybe it's not a suicide. They don't want to pursue the case any further. It's a closed case, done deal. She's been, some people calling her crazy, a lunatic or whatever, and to move on. And also her life has been threatened also. Vince has not moved on. He's still with Yvonne. He's still in the house. It's not violent. And I've done a lot of these stories where sometimes it is violent. This one isn't violent. She has also smelled smoke in the house. Vince was a smoker. And I'll let her go on a little bit about some of the other things she has witnessed over the past couple of years. Vince passed away on January 5th of 2017. The case, as far as Yvonne goes, and a lot of other people believe, isn't settled yet. She's adamant that he was murdered. We'll go on from there.
Yeah, I have pictures I had taken in my house. I had smelt smoke one day, and for some reason I wanted to take a picture to see if I could catch the smoke. And when I did, I caught my son standing behind me. You could see his face. His head was tilted with his hand up underneath his chin. I was like, oh, wow, this is really weird. But, yeah, he's shown himself to me several times without being in a picture. I was sitting one night in my living room, and I was on my tablet, and I happened to look up, and he was standing right there in front of me. And I wasn't afraid, and he just looked at me, and next thing you know, he was gone. Two other times, he's showed his face to me.
And she has shown me some of these pictures of the orb moving across the room. I've seen the image of him outside. You can see the image of his hat and his arms down to his side. Image of his face behind her in a picture on the wall. There's an image of him in that picture. Of course, she witnesses a lot more than she has on her camera. But getting back to Vince, well, I always called him Vinny. We worked together, and that's how we got to know each other. And then I found out he was he liked to rap and write music, and found out I was also wrote music. And I said, I don't see how we could work together, because I was more rock and roll. He was more rap. And he's like, I can rap to anything. I could rap to Frank Sinatra, you know. And I'm like, that's how I got to know Vince and his. But it goes on a little deeper than that, because I went to a graduation party, and Vince was at the graduation party. I said, what are you doing about my cousin's graduation party? He goes, because she's my cousin, too. And I says, oh, come on, man. He goes, I'm serious. And here, the dude he has been calling George all this time for the past year was my cousin. I had no idea he was living with my cousin. We both got a big kick out of that. So he says, you got anything we could work on together? So I said, yeah, I have a song I wrote, you know, and I thought it was kind of an odd thing. A rapper with an old rock and roller, and the female that sang my lyrics was a Christian singer, you know, and it was such, and the bass player that played in the song was a good friend of mine. He also passed away like a year ago.
So these lyrics of the song was like, yesterday's gone, clouds in my mind, memories linger all the time. You know, and then, so I think of Vince, I think of Rick, the bass player. I think of Tara Elkins, who sang the vocals. Her boyfriend was killed last year. And so the lyrics can go with every one of these people is on the CD. And so I had a good connection with Vince, and also I work with Vince's uncle, Jerry. Jerry was is the brother of Yvonne. How was Vinny as a child growing up?
Oh, he was a devil. He really was. He used to fight with his brother constantly. Vince was a prankster. He was always trying to make people laugh, or whatever he could do, he would do. One time, he loved Michael Myers. And one time he dressed up as Michael Myers. He got the mask and everything. And my niece spent the night. Well, she slept on the couch. Well, Vince figured at 3 o'clock in the morning, he would dress up as Michael Myers. And he did, and he tapped her on the shoulder. And when she opened her eye and she looked up, she'd like to have a heart attack, because that's how Vince was. He was always carrying on.
We're going to get more into what Yvonne has seen Vince outside. And so he's just not in one room and I'm at Yvonne's house now. So there's more places in this house that he's been than just one room. Because a lot of houses I've been to where the spirit hasn't moved on, sometimes it's usually either in the basement or it's in one room. Sometimes it's outside the house. And here, in this case, he's all over the house. And she feels his presence. She knows he's here. She's not ready for him to move on either. But like Yvonne says, she doesn't think the case is closed yet. And getting back to Yvonne's story with Vince growing up and into his later years, into his rapping, I like rap, but I wasn't real familiar with it as far as like how is it recorded or how is it laid down. So Vince opened my eyes up with, as he put, stacking the vocals, you know. And he would have, when he rapped, he would stack the vocals almost seven times. So, and he would never miss a beat on what he was doing. And he was very good. I mean, he reminded me a lot of Eminem. I just he had a really good style about him on his technique, the way he recorded and wrote his songs. And I gave him this Yesterday's Gone. That's a song I wrote. I gave him the song. Actually, it was a poem I wrote years ago when my grandmother passed away. So I just took that poem that had been published in a few books, and I put it to the lyrics and music, and Vince rapped to it. He did a hell of a job. And I will play that here on the show also. So let's get back to Vince in the house here in Warren, Ohio. And what else have you witnessed as far as, like, say, Vince outside?
I have actually witnessed, like I said, I've seen him walk through the walls, and I have felt him touch me at times. And he lets me know when he's here. I mean, and I would tell people this, and they would just literally think I was crazy. And I was showing my cousin one day these pictures that I had taken of Vince, and she automatically went around the side of the family, and she was worried about me. She afraid something was going to happen to me, and my brother contacted me and wanted to know if I was okay, and I said, I'm fine. Why? What's going on? She goes, well, our cousin's worried about you because, you know, what you're seeing and stuff. And I said, well, I showed her the pictures. I said, I didn't make that stuff up. So, but one day my brother came over, and I said, you know what? I said, people think I'm crazy, but I'm not. And then, and he goes, well, sis, I do believe you. He said, but, you know, it's kind of hard to believe all that stuff you're saying. I said, well, all of a sudden, my doorbell started ringing, and it would not stop. And my brother's like, what is going on? And I yelled, I said, "Vince, we know you're here." So it stopped for about 20 minutes. And then all of a sudden, it started up again. And my brother went out and he looked at the doorbell and he could actually see it being pushed in, the button. And he said, "And there's not a soul there." I said, "See, I've been telling you guys that Vince is around. He's here because there's unfinished business and he's going to take care of it," is what he said. So,
and that's another thing, when you've seen the image of the doorbell, or the image of the doorbell being pushed in and the doorbell being pushed in, but nobody was there, correct?
Yes.
Have you ever felt like a coolness with him around you?
I could feel a cool breeze all the time around me.
That's another sign that a lot of people have told me, is if they're sitting in a chair or a couch, they could feel either cool breeze go from one side, and it's not an air conditioner, the door's not on, or door's not open, but there's like a cool, icy breeze that passes by or through them. And, yes, she has felt that also.
In the shower, when I be in the shower, all of a sudden my shower curtain will just go back and forth like there's a window open, like a big gust of air come right through the window, but my windows are closed, and that shower curtain just keeps moving. And I know who it is. He's letting me know that he's there.
Now, over the past 25 years, I've been doing these type of events in people's homes where a spirit hasn't moved on, or even the dark side, which I really don't want to, I don't deal with. But the number one thing is people are labeled kooky or crazy, or they don't believe them, and you have to deal with that. And there are non-believers out there. There's a lot of non-believers who they just don't believe, and unless they see it or feel it themselves, and that's just everyday life. But I want to thank Yvonne for letting me come to her house and see some of the things on her phone that she has recorded herself that I've seen. And I did see the orb. I did see it moving. I did see the image of Vince. I did see the image of the smoke in a picture. It was behind her, and she doesn't smoke. So anything you want to say, Yvonne, to close out the show?
Yeah, I just want to say that they think people are crazy and they see this, but you know, Jesus was a spirit and his disciples saw him. So why couldn't we see the same spirit as our loved ones? Think about it. There's a lot that God doesn't talk about death, only with Lazarus. And he said Lazarus is sleeping, which he meant his body, but he didn't say anything about Lazarus' spirit. And I do believe that our loved ones are still with us, but a lot of us can see them, but a lot of us can't. But that doesn't mean we're crazy. Just that we have that some kind of where we can just pick up on them.
I do. Again, I want to thank Yvonne for her time and sharing her story with me. And hopefully there's closure to this in a real near future.
I hope there is, so my son can be on the other side and be at peace.
I did that interview with Yvonne this past summer of 2019. Since then, they still say that Vincent committed suicide. Case is closed. So until any other further evidence comes forward, that's where they're going to leave it. Now, Yvonne had stated that when they found Vincent hung in his father's garage, that his hands were tied together and his face was bruised. The detectives took that into consideration, and the evidence they had, that wasn't enough to say he was murdered, and they would need, like I say, further evidence for them to reopen the case. I do thank Yvonne for her time. To close the show, I'm going to play the song that me and Vincent wrote. I wrote the lyrics to the verse, "Yesterday's Gone." Vincent wrote the lyrics to the rap. Also on the recording is Rick Cameron on bass, who has since passed away, Tara Elkins, who is singing my lyrics, and her boyfriend, Matthew Burroughs, has passed away as well. gunned down by a local police department. So this song goes out to Matthew Burroughs, Rick Cameron, and Vincent Pine. Yesterday's Gone. Thank you for listening to Ghost in the Valley, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Another clutter. Until I met you, I really never had a lover. Until I left you, I thought that I could do much better. But now that you're gone, baby, I don't want no better. I can't move on, there's little things that I remember. Remember your song or what you used to eat for dinner. Cause now that you're gone, I know what love can last forever. Cause now that you're gone, a lot of pain my heart suffer. I can't wait long for everything to come together. Cause time moves on, so my future's getting shorter. Survive and be strong, the only way to be a winner. But things went wrong, I never quit, I'm not a quitter.
Yesterday's gone. Trash with foul talking. I broke up, left her behind and started walking. I felt stuck a lot on my mind, worried me often. Stressed out a lot of my time. I spent thinking a different route, choosing a new path, a new beginning. Regretted now, I should have been there from the beginning. It's over now, we won't be gone, we lost the feeling. I'm not around here to dry them tears while you're weeping. I'll calm you down when you get scared, have trouble sleeping. Believe me now, I will be there for every problem. I'm troubleshooting everything wrong so I can solve them. Trouble keeping myself strong. I'm on the bottom. I'm tired of waiting too long. It's too much talking. Steadily hating, I could be wrong. I'm tired of arguing. I'm contemplating. Time to move on. Forget it happened. Frustration taking. I'm gone. Overreacting. Confrontation seem too strong. Can't wait to fraction. Conversation takes too long with all the screaming. Complications breaking up phones and always scheming. Investigation moves at my home. Coming and leaving. Steady watching. Driving by work morning and evening. Frustration, I can go on. I'm done preaching. Vacation from all the stress would be relieving. Relaxation, I feel depressed from all this grieving. Aggravated, stuck in this mess that keeps repeating. It's repeating.